Track 15. Back in 5. This month we visit Worstead.
Woolly Worstead. The wool and weaving industry brought huge wealth to Worstead from the 12th century, and the high-quality smooth woolen cloth, Worstead, was named for the village. Many houses in the village were built for weaving, with large windows to maximise light, high ceilings to accommodate 12-foot-tall looms, and cellars to store the wool at a cool temperature. The very oldest Act of Parliament in the archives of the House of Lords in Westminster is the Taking of Apprentices for Worsteads in the County of Norfolk Act of 1497. 50 years ago, the Worstead Guild of Weavers, Spinners and Dyers was launched to inspire local people to spin, weave and dye and ensure that the village's tradition of creating cloth would continue. Now based in nearby Dillham, its members share looms, spinning wheels and expertise, leading demonstrations and workshops at events and meeting every Tuesday, Wednesday and Saturday. Vikings. The Vikings were here, revealed by the hamlets Bengate, Brigate, Lingate and Withergate. Gate means street in the Old North language of the Vikings, with Bengate a street through a bean field, Holgate a street through a hollow, Lingate a street through flax or lime trees, and Withergate a street through willows. Worstead was given to Bennett's Abbey by Canute, King of England, Norway and Denmark. Spirits and spiritual. St Mary's Church was funded by the medieval wool industry and its screen is among the best in East Anglia. Looking out to St Uncumber, a princess who avoided an arranged marriage by praying for and growing a beard, it was believed women making an offering to her image would be unencumbered of their husband. The White Lady Pub changed its name from the New Inn in honour of a ghost who is said to appear in the church at midnight on Christmas Eve. And beware the ghost of Sir Bernie Brogrove, the first Baronet of Worstead, who died in 1797. Stories of disillusion, drunkenness and misfortune swirled around him in life and clung to his name like mud from his flooded marshes long after his death. He is said to have wagered his soul that he could outmow the devil over 2 acres of bean plants at Worstead. After cheating by spiking the devil's acres with iron rods, some say he is still fleeing, hotly pursued by the devil. Walks. A heritage trail reveals some of the more evidence-based history of Worstead. Another includes nearby Meeting House Hill, where a Baptist congregation took over the hamlet 200 years ago, building almshouses, a chapel, school, stables for 40 horses, a headteacher's house and a row of weavers' cottages. Worstead Baptist Church is still based here. The 61-mile Weavers' Way trail between Cromer and Great Yarmouth also passes Meeting House Hill, with a linked circular walk into Worstead. Find the Worstead Heritage Trails via the Worstead Parish Council website. Worstead Festival. The Village Festival returns on July 29 to 30. For almost 60 years, it has brought fun for all the family and raised money for local causes. See horse, dog and circus displays, a marquee packed with local crafts, a farmer's market, cooking demonstrations, live music, a petting farm, archery and a climbing wall. There is also a cafe, art exhibition and Lego display at the village hall, and a flower festival in the church, plus tractor and trailer rides.